Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Wednesday. It sure is Wednesday. Pretty slow on yourself.
Good. How are you doing,
Belsa? Boy, I'm good. You jam-packed this grinder full of good stuff, didn't you?
I did.
I'm going to have to get these scissors in there to get
super
it all out.
This morning,
oh,
too.
Like Fruit Loops. So my sister is waiting for
herbal Fruit Loops
concoction coming up. In a theater near you.
She's looking at some stocks right now. Me and her we'll get into a little later.
There's stocks
are
plummeting. What's going on out there in the stock world?
You know, things are happening all over our world, which is what affects the stock market. It's the ebb and flow of our world, the economics and wants and needs of the human people of this world.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing a lot of things up and down. We're looking at some pharmaceutical companies that are doing their due diligence and looking into research, but going with a more scientific and man-made one. So they're doing synthetic cannabinoids, which we're wondering, you know, with the research that needs to be done behind synthetic cannabinoids anyway, which they're trying to mimic the real thing, there's research being done.
Yeah.
And that's the way I kind of see it, is that if you're not going to let us do it over here,
well, where can we do it?
Where can we do it? And I really see that this is where they're doing. And it's, you know, they're scientists like us. I'm sure they'd like to get a hold of the real thing, too. We've talked to a lot of them, have been at a lot of the different conferences that we've all attended. And they're all wanting the same thing, you know.
Safe access to cannabis.
Safe access to cannabis for research and consumption.
Yep. There are a lot of, we were looking into the different states that are using hemp and working with hemp now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some big stats out there about hemp. I don't know that we got to those last week. You can check those out this week maybe, though. But also in the news, wait, what's today? November 8th. Holy smokes. I can't even believe we're in. Oh, no. Where's the bell?
You blinked and summer was over, but you sure don't remember it. It was
now
really
it's
hot.
Official. Tis the season. Although, yeah.
You need to stop that.
I'm just trying to get people excited because now it makes me laugh.
I have to tell you, folks, Bellstar's already got her Christmas tree up, and it has been up.
It's lacking life, though.
Probably 3 or 4 months already.
No, it's going on a year.
Year?
Yeah, this is a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we left it up for the entire year, and it burned out all the lights, and I have 3 decorations still on it. A star.
And that's what happens, and that's why we're excited about decorating it and lighting that
baby back up. I was told to go LED.
Oh yeah,
they
last longer.
The old-fashioned suckers right up. Yeah.
We'll find the little small.
Do they make? You know how they have the old the ceramic bulbs, and they're really cool. Do they make LED ceramic bulbs? Oh, fancy. But I wonder if they're too big. Okay. Could be the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, like one strand flopped all around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is pretty good. It's a beautiful. You're welcome, tree.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thanks for being there all this year.
Yeah, you are a little tree that could. Oh, goodness. We're so sorry here at Weekday Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, the Netherlands are here. The Netherlands are here. Ooh. With my, what kind of, someone's having Java and ganja. Okay, so Java we know about. What kind of ganja are you having? That's what we want to know. What are we on? We're on
skunk. What's your strain of the morning?
We're on skunk now with hash. You should know that. Everybody should know
and
that.
And if you don't?
You know now. All right, so there was something. Oh, I posted an article. If you want to go to tumbleweedcellcenter.com, you can check it out. Greatest education center in the entire universe. Let's go with that, right? That's a pretty good thing. Come
and
on
I
down.
They just
some...
had another vote in another universe, and you won there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Just
that's so awesome.
Pull up Plexia
9. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It's in the southern hemisphere. Of our galaxy.
Nice. We were trying to set up something in the southern hemisphere of our galaxy. It's a sign. It's a sign.
You know what? All those big old post signs that you guys have on the way out there.
Yeah.
Just a little hovering.
No?
AvyMarijuana.com has the best of Arizona, best dispensary,
best. Oh. You can vote on AvyMarijuana.com too.
Let's get them out there.
Yeah.
We have a doctor. You can vote for
your
best doctor.
We have some wonderful new doctors in our staff. We have Dr. Marco and Dr. Kevin, as well as Dr. Guy, continuing to hang out and have fun at some of these courses.
And
Dr.
Husband.
And we love our husband. All right, so here's what's going on, though, in Arizona. You guys tell us what strains you're on, and we'll give you a little bit of news while you type that all out. Are concentrates legal in Arizona? Sort of. For now.
That gray area we like to work in.
For now. And you're gonna be really kind of upset when you hear why. You guys ready for this one? This is redonkadonk. All right. Cannabis or marijuana? Some would call it a distinction without a difference, but for medical cannabis patients in Arizona, it could mean the difference between safe access and jail time. The difference between those two words. Here we go. What's in a name? For most of us, the distinction between the names marijuana and cannabis means a robust debate about the history of prohibition and the relative propriety and accuracy of using one name over another. But for Arizona patients seeking relief from concentrates like shatter and wax, the distinction between those names might mean the difference between safe access and jail time. The deciding factor? How courts ultimately decide to reconcile the overlap of an outdated state narcotics law and an imprecisely defined medical marijuana law. At issue is the Arizona Criminal Code, a pre-1960 relic that classifies marijuana and cannabis as two separate substances. Mm-hmm. Under this law, cannabis is the legal name for any extraction or concentration of marijuana resin. Okay? So cannabis is marijuana resin, is what they're saying. Okay? It's also classified as a narcotic and carries stiffer criminal penalties than marijuana. Interesting. The Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, AMMA, legalizes marijuana and any mixture or preparation thereof. But according to the ruling of a Navajo County Superior Court judge, that does not encompass cannabis. So the Navajo County Superior Court judge is saying, no, mic drop. Cannabis and marijuana are two separate things.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Boom, boom. We need new updates on the sound effects. The ruling came in a case concerning a 26-year-old man who had a valid medical marijuana card but was not allowed to legally possess resin because the resin was considered cannabis. From the Phoenix New Times. Quote,
Phoenix.
After review of the statute, the court finds that the AMMA does not include cannabis. Navajo County Superior Court Judge Dale Nielsen wrote in his October ruling, quote, The court reads that AMMA language of any mixture or preparation thereof is making reference to the dried flowers of the plant and as such, without further definition or information that cannabis can be extracted from a dried flower, the court cannot find that this would include cannabis. However, a previous ruling on the same legal distinction between marijuana and cannabis reached the opposite conclusion when local law enforcement attempted to crack down on edibles using the same legal argument. From Leafly, a ruling out of Maricopa County, the state's most populous, ruled the opposite way in 2014 after Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery hit a patient with a felony of narcotics charges for having a single piece of THC-infused candy. A Maricopa judge ruled that the state's medical cannabis law indeed, quote, authorizes qualifying patients to use extracts, including CBD oil, quote, prepared from the marijuana plant, quote. In both instances, zealous law enforcement efforts are at the root of these cases. Neither arose from a large-scale distribution or manufacturing operation. One was an arrest over a few grams of hash. The other started with a single piece of medicated candy. But since neither of these rulings creates a binding state precedent, and because there's such a stark contrast between the competing interpretations, the issue is likely to ultimately come before the state Supreme Court. But in the meantime, patients, retailers, and producers are still left in a tenuous position. Without clear legal parameters concerning the legality of concentrates, edibles, and other cannabis products, they're at the mercy of local ordinances and often overzealous prosecutors and police who seem dead set on prosecuting, quote, cannabis offenders under the state criminal code. And if higher courts ultimately do uphold the prohibition on cannabis, quote, concentrates, edibles, and tinctures, it would be absolute chaos for an already established medical retail system that serves over 89,000 people. So, then take cannabis off the label of everything. Keep it marijuana infused. Says mm-hmm. right there, or any part of. But I wish we had Hans on, and I thought about contacting him because I'm sure somewhere in that statute, when you delve deeper into the rules and the statutes, it goes to that whole other website. I believe it defines marijuana and cannabis as the same plant. Maybe not. We'll have to find out.
To be continued.
Well, so. So what do you think? I mean, that's pretty flippin' ridiculous. Marijuana was a, you know, derogatory term made up a long time ago to
it's very true.
To help ban the use of cannabis, which was already in all of our medicine cabinets at that time, 1800s and such. Vets were using it, doctors were using it, moms were using it, people were using it for, you know, they were also using alcohol and opium, all sorts of other things, but it was in there and it was helpful.
Right.
So
I see it as that there's like all of these conversations that everyone's going to have to come back to. We the ones that, you know, are using it and a lot of people making businesses out of it have already had that conversation with themselves. But now it's like on this bigger scale and there's other people going, should there be a difference between cannabis and marijuana? You know, like you said, well, the derogatory term and then the real medicinal reason why it's medicinal until everyone can get on that same page of this being a medicinal plant, then I think we're going to still see these conversations arise with different people. It would be like little tear, you know, little droplets and the ripple effect, you know, it'll affect everyone in that area. You know, for how long ago was it with Montana? And now look at the changes that are happening there in Montana, you know? We saw that huge, horrible thing that was happening there, the Code of the West. And, I mean, people went to jail for a long time. And the change in what's happening there is pretty remarkable. For the best change award of 2016, I would have to say it goes up to Montana. Yeah. I mean, just changing on how the things are happening. And each state, you were just talking about the looking at the states. That were being looked at, being legalized here in the next.
Oh, coming for
2018.
We have an article for, I think we have an article for that one too, but we've got some comments on here from the Netherlands.
Really?
said they over there, well, they're talking about the term skunks. I said we were smoking skunk. And they were wondering if it was a true skunk strain or just a general term for something really good, which is apparently what's happening in, like, cool terms these days. They've got some skunk. They call it skunk.
Oh.
So I think this is pure skunk, though. Like,
yeah.
Lander strains, you know, heirloom quality.
Yeah.
This is it.
For sure. And it's
That's
flavor.
All I have left.
And it's not that – it's a different kind of skunky. I'm going to have to tell you. It's got some undertones of very
fruity. It smells like
fruity.
Yeah. It smell that. It's unbelievable. I can't even explain what that
mm-hmm.
smell is. It's like one of those little better than those little potpourri bags. Isn't that
the
amazing?
Ones that you put in your sock drawer?
Yeah. I would not put that in my sock drawer. Well, unless maybe I was hiding it. A little bit of licorice, you think? Maybe we can smoke this after some Indian food, some naan. Ooh, that would feel good right now. Yeah. It smells, I don't know, there's a type of, almost like that, and I hate to say it because I don't really like this, but it's kind of like that fake rose smell that they try and put on things. But it's so fruity. It's beyond that. I can't
so
even.
So beyond that.
Like a real rose smell.
Like a real rose.
It would actually make my sock drawer smell good too.
I knew there'd be someone out there wanting their sock drawer.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, what the future holds for concentrates. Let's see. So I made some hash over the weekend and Keith rather.
Mm-hmm.
So
or like we call me and Bell like to call it
brown sugar. Because, it's just awesome. So here, this is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yikes. No, we have some already.
Look at this. This is how this is happening.
This is scary. You can see the look on Silver Sister's face right now. You do it. No, you do it. Mikey likes it.
I don't
know. Oh, so, yeah, I made some hash. And so, I mean, I made some keeks. I put it on top of my bowl. But they were talking about decarboxylating your kief before you put it in your edible. So it activates it before you cook with it and stuff.
Oh, right.
So I did decarboxylate I didn't decarboxylate that. I decarboxylated the after what I had kief to use, you know, because I used whole bud. When I kief, I use buds.
Right.
So that's all real bud. Yeah, woo, played. Trashed. That's what she calls it. Trashed. Went from here to there. So what does the future of concentrates hold? We love high times. Let's see. Never before has there been such astonishing progress in the science of cannabis and our understanding of how it works in conjunctions with our bodies and minds. Well, that we've known. I mean, thousands of years ago, I'm sure. The recent innovations in the hugely popular world of concentrates illuminate how effective and important a role they'll play in the cannabis community. Now, what do we say? Cannabis or marijuana? What do we say?
You know how I always like to go.
Weed. Put your weed in it. All right. Previously, we looked at the history of concentrates, the different types, and how they're made. Now, let's take a look at how cannabis concentrates work, explore new and improved techniques to extract and consume them, and examine the overall promise that concentrates may hold for the future. I know firsthand that I wasn't really aware of the kind of quote big deal of concentrates because I just like my regular herbs and my bong. That's good enough for me. I need to function still. And for me, I thought it was, you know, the concentrates were really strong. I did try a 56% THC, and that was really strong. So I didn't really want to go any higher than that because it, you know, it was a lot going on, and I'm wearing assumption, so I don't do that as often. Then I started making my own keef. We can clap for keef. Woohoo! Yep, clap for keef.
I love it.
And it's just a nice little touch on top. I really like it a lot. But what I learned at some of these health centers and our patients coming in that like concentrate so much because they're heavy hitters. They hit the migraines. They hit the real heavy pain. They hit the real heavy nausea. They hit things, you know. Like if you need morphine or if you need Vicodin or Dilaudid, something like that, then a concentrate might work for you. because maybe just a hit off your bowl isn't going to touch that kind of pain, but maybe if you're hitting a concentrate, it's going to hit your pain or your nausea or whatever you got going on. It's just, yeah, and a little dabble to you. I'm really convinced that's where that came from. Man, because you already get such a teeny, I mean, you can't even measure how much of a tiny little amount you stick on top of. Well, I would stick on top of my bowl. We do have some nice glow-in-the-dark dab rakes down there at some of these health centers. We've got some nice accessories for your holiday gift giving. That's right, the holidays are coming. Everything's going to be on sale at Summer Week pretty soon. Oh, and win a certification. Are we ready for it? Oh, we're ready. It's time. All right, starting. It's in there. Oh, we were going to start Saturday, which is our birthday. Happy birthday to we were going to start Saturday, but someone got a little excited and threw them in early because she got new gumballs. So you really can win. You can win it. Win it an actual certification. We'll pay for the whole darn thing. We're just going to pay for it. There's one in there. Is it gold or black? It's black. Nice. I'm winning a gumball. No, I'm winning a certification. You can also win a fight. There's some options to win. Or a medtainer. There's an option to win a couple different prizes in there. So come down. Temple Week Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, and come celebrate with us this Saturday. We're going to have refreshments and some prize giveaways and things like that for our birthday. We always do something fun for our birthday, so be there. I'll be square. All right. Okay. Back to concentrates. As any reader of High Times likely already knows, cannabis is made up of cannabinoids like THC, CBD, CBN, and the essential oils known as terpenes. I like the way they say that, the essential oils known as terpenes. One of those cannabinoids and an acidic carboxyl group known as THCA has many health benefits, including neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory properties, as well as helping to regulate the body's endocannabinoid system. But the magic really begins with when THCA is heated at 220 degrees, the carboxyl group is removed from THCA through a process known as decarboxylation, leaving behind our favorite, THC, the psychoactive component of cannabis that provides the euphoric feeling of being high. Yet, THC by itself has no real direction. There's no specific guidance to the way it makes you feel, much like the erratic sounds of a piano with a cat strolling across the keys. Okay, that's interesting. Terpenes play an integral role in managing the specific effects of cannabis. These are the essential oils that lend their distinctive taste and aromas to the plant. When terpenes are applied to THC, the effects are greater than the sum of its parts, commonly known as the entourage effect. That's your favorite little thing there. You missed that one. I know. And the result is a mystical synergy that complements the human body and mind. Think of it as something like the way a car works. THC is the catalyst, the gasoline that powers the engine. But without something steering, the car drives around aimlessly. Terpenes are the steering wheel that guide the car in its journey and direct its particular path. Terpene, one of my favorites, is a terpene with earthy smell, much like a mixture of gasoline and cloves, provides a sedating, muscle-relaxing, and appetite-stimulating effect when smoked with THC. Ever sink back into the couch after a toke and suddenly realize 3 hours have gone by? You most likely have myrcene to thank for that. Conversely, the terpene known as limonene, another favorite of ours, we like our lemons, produce a pronounced citrusy scent. What happens when you smell a fresh lemon or orange early in the morning? It wakes you up and gets the blood going. Combined with the entourage effect of THC and other cannabinoids like CBD and CBN, CBG, limonene invigorates you. The mind opens up and soars, creativity flows, and the body becomes energized with increased motivation. Kind of like that. Not only is this an enormously pleasant feeling, but it's also a very useful tool for mental enhancement. Figuring out how the terpene profiles of specific strains affect the individual can allow the cannabis consumer to select particular strains for their desired results, much like people use different pharmaceuticals, although cannabis doesn't come with all the negative side effects that pills do. I And that's a very important point, that we're studying these entourage effects and using the different essential oils, the terpenes, mm-hmm. with THC, because people come into the office and they say, I've got arthritis, I've got Crohn's, I've got migraines, what strain do you recommend? An indica. You know, something more on the more relaxing side of things, but now they're starting to pinpoint things and so say, I've got DDD, degenerative disc disease. What should I be using? Because there are some, cannabis is known to be a bone growth stimulator. So maybe there are some strains like
CBG.
Yep, limonene actually has been known to decrease the cancer in breast cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you take it from lemon something, one of the cannabinoids that helps assist with that. So, want to stimulate the mind? Stir the creative juices and get yourself motivated. Dab some haze or jack hair. Sativas that contain limonene, along with the with other uplifting terpenes like terpineol and linalool. It truly is a sort of scientific aromatherapy. It really is. All right. That's really pretty. It's like a piece of amber. And it's probably a dab of sorts. What's that? Yeah. Oh, it's a new Himalayan salt lamp, which everybody should lick once. Seriously. The term terpenoid is often used to describe a compound while it's still present in a living flower. The difference between terpenes and terpenoids is that terpenes are hydrocarbons, whereas terpenoids contain additional functional groups. These groups are other atoms or bonds within molecules that are often lost during drying or curing, thus resulting in a compound known as a terpene. There are nearly 200 terpenoids that have been identified in cannabis, and most are found in other plants as well. Like we've talked about mm-hmm. before, pine saw, all
lemon
those kinds.
Pledge.
Yeah, lemon pledge, all those cleaners, the orange-scented things, they're all very, they're crazy. They're made to create a very uplifting environment,
right.
And you see those torches on TV where someone's got their eyes folded and they're in like a underground disaster with dead fish and socks, and they're like, ooh, it smells so nice in here.
Febreze,
because they're pumping out the terpenes.
Right.
They're just pumping them out.
Right.
Pushing
and
out the lavender.
Those
are usually synthetic terpenes, which are probably not the best for you.
If you ever walked by Abercrombie and Finch, that's where they pump out their cologne.
Oh, they do that.
They do.
They have sprays that pump regularly.
Yeah.
They are automatic and they come out.
And you walk
no
by in
what.
A store, and that's why you're always pulled in. You're like, I can't get in there. And if they can trick the senses, that's what it is. And start using some of the more organic based ones.
And seriously, if you didn't want to buy. Oh, Myers Lemons.
Myers,
products.
Cleaning products.
Yeah, they do a lot of
dish soap stuff, but they're all, there's one of my favorites, geranium, and that one is one of my favorites. It's like the rosy, flowery kind of smell stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really refreshing.
Yeah, and you put it in your laundry detergent,
mm-hmm.
it's in your dishwashing soap, it's in your hand soap, it's in your lotion. If you want something, you don't want a lotion that smells like dead fish, you want something
mm-hmm.
with lavender.
Right.
Frankincense
and myrrh.
Ooh.
One of my favorites. Sage.
Yeah, something like that. All right.
About us.
Let's get back to us. All right. For example, limonene, which lends a citrus-like aroma to cannabis, is indeed the same terpene found in lemons. When isolated and put side by side, the limonene in cannabis and lemons have identical molecular structures. Moreover, monoterpenes, like pinene, will vaporize more rapidly at lower temps, while sesquiterpenes, like terephthalene and humulene, vaporize only at higher ones. Preserving them all is one of the keys to providing full-spectrum, unadulterated flavor, precisely what the cannabis plant's essential oils map out. It's also important to understand that the effects that each terpene produces are changed when combined with other cannabinoids or terps. THC combined with limonene might provide an uplifting effect, but may produce a completely different result when combined with myrcene. This is true, because people often wonder and they ask, well, if you're getting a sativa and you're getting an indica, and the indica has the same amount of THC that the sativa has, why aren't you getting as high, or why aren't you getting the head high you're getting from the sativa that you are from the indica if they've got the same THC? There seems like a huge goal in what? Because if you stick myrcene with THC, it'll turn it into an indica more so or less than if you stop limiting with the THC, it creates that head high. And there's a really nice chart here. I'm going to actually post this on our little blog, and thanks for being with us today, everybody. So let's get back to that. So there's a cool little, they've got a boiling points in vaporizers as to which major terpenes do what. So, for example, limonene's boiling point is 349 degrees. A citrusy terp with the aroma of lemon and orange, elevating mood and energy, limonene also has antibacterial, antifungal, anti-carcinogenic properties. And they're showing the different boiling points here, I guess, maybe because if you're cooking with it, you're going to cook some of these things out if you go too high. Limonene myrcene is 334, linalool is 390, and that has a nice cinnamon, birchy, lavender flavor. It's like sage, or what were those cigarettes? Clove cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love those. Everyone smiles when you think of clove cigarettes. Eucalyptol smells like rosemary and eucalyptus, provides a relaxing centering effect that reaches its boiling point at 351. Humulene, found in large amounts in hops and with the same distinct odor, occurs in higher levels in sativas, known for giving uplifting energetic effects. Its boiling point is only 225. I wonder what that means. And what happens to the different terpenoids when they become desflavonoids or desflavones or whatever they were. Where to get those big words memorized here? They go to camphene and pinene, or which are both around 318, and pinene, which I only have pinene, that's 316. We've had some really good strains in the past 6 years that we've been working on most of the time.
Yeah.
And the pinene, the myrcene, those are the limonene, those are my favorites. You want to know what
they
else?
They waste the brain up.
They do. Oh, you know what else wastes the brain up?
Walking to my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What She know about people suffering from glaucoma. They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a fight shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh my gosh, we're on. That always happens. Packing the bowl, we're singing, dancing, talking about. What were we talking about?
Break Authority.
Jingle bell. People are getting there. They're starting to sweat. They're like, oh God, where's that list?
Going up.
Oh man, people out there on ladders. You drive by the streets and they're all dangerously holding onto a ladder and a rooftop with lights, electrical things around their necks. Sorry, natural selection out there at this time of year. All right, we are going to talk about New Mexico. Is that what you mean?
But yeah, well, we had the finish. We're going to finish the little thing about terpenes.
Yeah.
Because it really is where everything's going, especially with the concentrates. They're actually adding terpenes back into the concentrate, almost making you a customized strain just for you.
Yeah, seriously customizable, because that's going to be great. We get RA patients. We get, you know, our Crohn's patients, migraines patients, fibromyalgia patients, CDD patients, and they all probably need something slightly different, but the cool thing is they're all going to get basically the same underlying medicine, you know. Mm-hmm. Most people that come in need the anti-inflammatories, they need the pain relievers, things like that. There are people that come in specifically because they need energy, because whatever they're going through is just exhausting them. So they need mm-hmm. something to pick them up. They need the sativas and things like that to get them going.
Right.
Yeah. So,
You know, it's that getting that body balanced, and it could be irregularly imbalanced in a lot of different ways for different people. So, like adding in the terpenes and the different, like Bell said, the indicas or the sativas, depending on depression.
Yeah.
Schizophrenia, seizures. Have you heard anything on Tourette's for this?
Oh, you know, I would imagine
anything that your body seizes or shakes.
Well,
and,
or uncontrollably
right.
does. You know, Tourette's
right.
and Tourette's is not just spouting out bad words.
It's,
Tourette's can be a twitch.
Shit, yeah.
It can be, you know, a behavior, something a child does regularly
mm-hmm.
at whatever time of day or whatever. You know, I mean, it can be, it's more than just the whole spouting about words.
ADHD.
Yeah, ABD. There are a lot of...
OCD. OCD, yeah.
I guess you don't have it if you don't know it.
No, I don't.
All right. Let's get back to understanding the fundamentals of how THCA is converted to THC. This is our deep
Let's do it.
As well as how terpenes volatilize will provide a crucial insight into how to consume concentrates in a more refined way, especially when dabbing. So for the uninitiated dabbing is the process of applying a very small amount of a concentrate or, quote, dab to a hot surface or, quote, nail. You can also just put it on top of your bowl. Some people feel good about just, you know, putting it right on top of your herb instead of all these fancy things. And then it's attached to, affixed to a specialized bong, which is usually called a rig. The concentrate is then vaporized and inhaled without the nasty fumes of a lighter, the harsher smoke of plant material, or other unnecessary components of cannabis that don't add to the high. Knowing that THC turns from oil to vapor at 314.6 degrees Fahrenheit and that the most stable terpenes and cannabinoids vaporize at a maximum temperature of 400 degrees Fahrenheit tells us that temperatures much higher than that can scorch or even burn these components of the dab, leaving a burnt black tan or burnt black tar on the nail. Okay, so this essentially incinerates the dab's terpenes as well as the mapping effect they create for the flavor in the hunt. In fact, when you light a joint, it's the plant material just before the ember that gets you high, not the material burning in the ember. The heat emanating from the ember is enough to provide temperature sufficient to convert THCA into THC and volatilize everything in the adjacent plant material. As mentioned, THC reaches its boiling point at 314.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And all of the other cannabinoids and terpenes at no higher than 428 degrees, while the ember of a joint can reach 1300 degrees Fahrenheit. Thus, the greater portion of the cannabinoids and terpenes in the ember have already been incinerated.
Ooh, where's our ooh button?
You don't have that.
Great.
The breakdown on this is really great.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And now we're going into a bit of dabbing etiquette. Honor the days when nails were dabbed while still glowing red hot from a torch. Growers and extractors are so meticulous in creating the best terpene-filled concentrates that it would be a shame to degrade the high-quality flavors in the process of enjoying them. There are a few new tools that have been added to the dabber's arsenal in order to elevate the experience of smoking concentrates. These include a timer, cotton swabs, rubbing alcohol, a carb cap, and some patience. While quartz nails and bangers, quote, i.e. an elongated curved stem with a bucket nail, aren't particularly new, they provide the easiest kind of surface to clean, since the walls are smooth, leaving little purchase for the residue to cling on. Even so, any buildup of residue will quickly grow as it provides a place for the next dab to seep into and smolder, lending a slightly burnt flavor to the experience. Remember, the goal is to enjoy a fresh dab without incinerating the terpenes and cannabinoids, which provides a cleaner, more specific high reflecting the natural properties of the strain being smoked. They're really intense about this stuff here. All right, let's get back to that. You've tried concentrates? Other than you've tried keef and hash, because we made hash in class.
Hash in class.
We made hash in class. Yeah, we will. That's it. Coming soon. Wiping down the surface of the nail with a cotton swab soaked in alcohol will clean up most of the residue from its previous dab. Using the torch and getting the nail red hot, you can focus your cleaning efforts on any dark spots until they burn away. This will ensure a clean surface and extend the life of the nail exponentially. The key here is to wait for the nail to cool off to an appropriate temperature. Remember, THC vapes at 314.6 degrees, and the most volatile cannabinoid maxes out at 428 degrees Fahrenheit. This is where you should cue the timer. Depending on the thickness of the nail, use the timer to figure out how long it takes the nail to cool from red hot to an appropriate temperature. Laser thermometers will work well here. The nail should be hot enough to bubble and boil the dab when applied, but not so hot as to throw off lots of smoke, just a tiny bit. It's not until you cover the nail with the carb cap, which restricts the airflow and creates convection, that the oil should start to smoke heavily. Okay. Depending on how thick of a smoke you want, you can adjust the time. The leftover residue on the nail should be just a shade or two darker than the dab in its raw form in the jar. If it's turned black or gotten too dark, the terpenes and some cannabinoids have been scorched or burned away, changing your toking experience. One of the most important things here is finding the sweet temperature spot for the nails, since thinner nails cool faster, while thicker ones retain their heat more steadily, but also need more time to warm up and cool off. Also, cleaning the nail while it's still warm is infinitely easier than cleaning it off when it's cooled.
This is a little lesson here.
Did you know all this stuff?
I had no clue.
This is fantastic. I don't do dabs. So this is
great.
Well,
it's showing where this is going, and we were talking about people needing more.
They need heavier medicines to match their pain, you know. It's just inevitable. The older you get, the more pain, you know, comes with life usually, unless you're running marathons every weekend and young and free. But, yeah, you know, you got to just, I guess you got to dab every day, folks.
We're gonna
all you 20-somethings, there's no pain yet. Wait till you hit 30. It happens right then and there. Yeah, see? Oh, boy. But you're close to, what, 90? Mm.
Yeah.
I got someone here is turning older. All right.
Got a new rascal.
I want a new rascal.
New rascal coming in?
New rascal.
Mm-hmm. A little water
scooter. Oh.
Sit down.
Turn
around corner, 90 degrees.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no longer have to walk.
No longer have to walk.
There you go. Forget the hoverboard. We got a rascal coming. Yeah. All right. What's going on in blog world out there? We got lots going on. Oh, yeah. See? Oh. Okay, sativas are good for nerve convulsions. So, see, some people need sativas for different reasons. But because, it's different. Every plant and every... You know, cannabinoid is going to react differently with people.
Some nerve with someone.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah, well, I can't. Yeah, sativas are hard for me. Oh.
Yeah, Belle doesn't like them. She needs a prescription of them.
Yeah, they're okay once in a while. You know, they make me crazy. I mean, not just my face, but like
clothing.
Well,
and it's.
I can't.
But,
too much. I already have enough thoughts going, and then I think it's like it increases the thought thing up there, and it's not good.
And it just brings on a ton.
And confuses all the thoughts, so they just shut down. They're like, forget this. We're just shutting
Everyone
down.
Everyone throws their papers in the air
and they
walks out.
Throw
of
their
company.
Hats out. They're out. Coffee for closers, and they all leave. Oh, that's cool. Only if you're medicated.
Well, Bell, did you hear New Mexico officials vote to add the opioid use disorder to medical marijuana program?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you just for using opioids,
so if
you can get your card.
An addiction to opioids.
You know what? Amen. We were talking about this very thing this morning. Talk about a lot of stuff at the park. We were talking about alcohol.
It'll help out a lot of addiction. Cannabis will, and I know what everyone thinks, oh, one drug for another, but you have to understand, this is pure.
It's a vitamin.
We're not touching it. We're allowing it to be used as is in these different forms. Edibles, juicing, smoking, concentrates, tinctures, all of these are great.
Yeah.
So last week, New Mexico medical marijuana, cannabis regulators decided unanimously to add opioid use disorder, OUD, to the list of conditions approved for treatment with the drug in light of the state's ongoing overdose crisis. However, the decision is now in the hands of the Secretary of Health, and that is less enthusiastic about the idea. On Friday, November 3rd, New Mexico coverage on the Department of Health to lobby the state's Medical Cannabis Advisory Board as it met to consider adding opioid use disorder to the state's medical cannabis marijuana program. In the statement released prior to the hearing, supporters said that cannabis helps reduce opioid withdrawal symptoms like nausea and insomnia, and noted that it promotes restful sleep and helps reduce the intensity of craving. People receiving medication for OUD have been shown to have better treatment outcomes when they are also able to access medical cannabis. We said, in the end, supporters convinced every member of the MCAB to vote in favor of the change. The effort comes with almost a year to date after supporters pinched to the petition to the MCAB last year. In 2016, the board passed the regulations from 5-1 and sent out the Secretary of Health, Lynn Dreger, despite putting the state's substance abuse issues as one of the top priorities for health officials in her official bio. Gallagher denied the recommendation that the board members made last November to OED as a qualifying condition.
You know, it's important. This is why some countries are already legalizing all drugs, so that they can help people get off drugs. Mm-hmm. Because if they're illegal, they're going to throw them out in jail. And then there's, you know, sadly, there's sometimes even bigger drug
issues
in jail.
To self-medicate and knowing that something that makes you feel better, and then being a criminal for doing it.
Yeah.
For killing them.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty ridiculous. But here's something I found that I think people should be wary of, and this is why buying medical marijuana could be dangerous. And this goes for why going, you know, having somebody deliver to your home that isn't an actual dispensary. These are scary people out there. Sorry, but you don't know them. We don't know how they're growing, where they're getting it, if it's even theirs, if it's where it's coming from, what it even is. If it's even marijuana. If it's even cannabis.
Right.
It could be anything. In the state of Arizona, you cannot legally get cannabis without your card, the little physical white card in your hand. No piece of paper that says you're temporarily approved. There's nothing out there like that. Dispensaries are not allowed to do that. By law, they're supposed to scan your card every single time you come in. You're not allowed in without that card. So you do the math out there. If someone's selling you cannabis in the meantime while you're waiting, you could get a felony and you could go to jail. Just so you know. Be careful. Here are the risks involved with buying anywhere marijuana online. If you're buying medical marijuana online, you may not be getting what you're paying for. Buying medical marijuana online could be dangerous if you're only looking to ingest CBD. Your CBD could be stronger than stated or under-labeled waste of money. A lot of times it is. It could even contain significant levels of THC. Buying medical marijuana online can be dangerous for anyone who gets drug tested or even parents treating their children's seizure disorders with CBD. How accurate are online CBD products? Researchers from the study published this week in JAMA bought and tested 84 products from 31 different companies that claim to have CBD content on the packaging. Mm-hmm. The results of testing revealed 42% of the products had more CBD than labeled. Having too much CBD isn't that big of a deal unless you need precise doses. However, 26% of the products had less CBD than advertised. If the CBD content is too low, the product may not work at all. Not only would that be a waste of money, it's a major problem for people suffering from debilitating conditions who need immediate relief. Imagine suffering and having to wait days for your medicine only to find out it doesn't work. Then you have to buy another product, wait longer, and hope it works the next time. The study found some CBD products that analyzed contained THC, specifically 18 of the 84 samples tested. While this may not be a big deal for some, it's problematic for others. Some people purchase CBD online because they don't want to get high or because they get drug tested regularly. Parents using CBD to treat their children should also be concerned. Parents could be giving their kids THC without knowing it, said Marcel Bond Miller, PhD, adjunct assistant professor of psychology and psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania and lead author of the study. About 30% of the products researched had accurate CBD content, within 10% of the amount listed. Wow. So only a less than a third had within a 10% accuracy. That's pretty bad. And that's why, you know, people come into the health center and they say, oh, I got this on. I don't want CBD. I already tried it. And I say, well, where did you get it? Oh, I ordered it online. Doesn't work. Well, here are your stats, folks. We're going to post this article definitely for sure. We're going to put this in the blog so you guys can all read this yourselves too and share it, because it's dangerous to buy things online you don't know about. So we're going to give a shout-out to you right now, because it's getting to be the end of the show here. Come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center if you want to get certified for any of the following conditions, and even some that aren't here, they will apply. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yep. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. We're having an amazing special right now. $239 covers every single thing. State fee and the doctor and office visit. So we'll take a picture. Smile pretty. We'll send it off to the state. We'll make sure everything is guaranteed golden. You get your card. If you don't, we'll fix it for you and make sure it's done correctly and properly. So come on down. Check out tumbleweedcellcenter.com for more information. We also want to give a shout-out to Canna Health Magazine and Growers House for being a couple of our wonderful sponsors. Canna Health is an online free magazine that you can check out all about cannabis and health.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
All right, don't miss another issue. Check it out. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and it's on the radio link if you scroll down a little bit. We got a new radio player in there, so thankfully that's working now. I had a couple of people tell me that we couldn't get to the radio show from our webpage, and so now check this out. Live now, it says, which is really awesome. Uh-oh, so there we go, and it starts as soon as you click on the radio page, as we just found out. And we echoed ourselves, it starts playing for you. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah,
we're going to get some shout outs. Blog talk for that. That's good. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Share it with your friends. And then scroll down. There's a link to Grower's House if you want to grow some fine cannabis or tomatoes or anything else. They've got nutrients for every plant you could possibly. All the terpenes can get nutrients fat down there. And Canna Health Magazine. You can just click the little Canna Health symbol and get right to the link. And guess what, folks? That's it for the day. We shared some stories. We shared some love. We laughed. We cried. We became a part of your day. Thank you for becoming a part of ours, always. Netherlands, thank you for tuning in. We love having you here. Other guests, we won't say my name, but thank you for showing up. You know who you are. And just for listening around the world at large. Thank you so much. I always love looking at the little map and finding out who's listening where. It's pretty cool. We're all over the place. You're out there, so thank you for being out there. And stay tuned next week. We will talk more about marijuana. And hope that the Navajo judge can figure out that those are the same thing. And work that out. We need our concentrate, so. Anyway, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate.